This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at fullycookedbacon.com. That's fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, America. How are you?
And now, from the studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense, the only show dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. America, class is now in session. Right here, right now. Let's welcome this week's host.
Hey, Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. Glad you're joining us on this Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. My mother's not here with me anymore. I sure miss her, and I wish I was able to be with her. Often she lives about 3 hours from me, and what I would often do was finish this show and get off the show and immediately drive up from my home in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, to Shreveport, about 2.5-3 hours drive, go up and have lunch with her, late afternoon lunch, if you will, have a nice visit, and maybe spend the night, depending on what my schedule was like. And I sure missed, because when Mother's Day comes around, I think, hey, I got a busy day. I got to go up and see Mom. And so I'll be going up here in the next few weeks to see her gravesite. But my mother was a wonderful woman, lived till she was 92, almost 93. You know what she did on the day that she passed away? She had an aneurysm in her heart. Talk about a great day. She got up in the morning and she went to her bridge club to play bridge. And then at noon, she had lunch with a whole lot of her friends. Then when she went to her little investment group in the afternoon, had a full day of what she loved to do. And then late that evening, she felt pain in her chest. And luckily, I was down in Biloxi, Mississippi, but I had a friend who had an airplane nice enough to let me hitch a ride up to Shreveport. I was there to spend the entire evening with her before she passed away that next morning. So I sure miss my mother. And if it's just a phone call, maybe you're not that close to your mothers in this day and age. It's a different world. We're spread out so far. I hope, if nothing else, you'll pick up the phone and just have a nice visit with your mother, regardless of what your circumstances are like. It's so meaningful to her, and quite frankly, meaningful to you. I missed that opportunity, and I hope you won't do the same. So again, happy Mother's Day to all you mothers. We're going to have a big barbecue with lots of my family coming in to honor my bride and wish her a very happy Mother's Day. My job to get the salad. Got to get some bundt cakes, too. I've got to, right after the show, go pick up a few things for our big Mother's Day celebration. Hope you have something special, but at least hope you'll make that phone call, or if your mother's not with you, to send a few minutes. You know, I don't know if you keep a diary or not. I'm a big believer in keeping diaries. It's so wonderful for me to go back 10, 15, 20 years and thumb through and see just to see what all I've done in my life, things I remember, and it's very important to do that kind of thing. And so if you have a little diary, you just kind of keep little notes. Sit down with your little diary or just take a sheet of paper and write some fond memories of your mother. I think that would be a great thing to do for you. And I can think back. It's wonderful to go back 10, 15, 20 years. What did I do special on Mother's Day? What do I remember about my mother? So, again, I hope you do the same thing. Hey, it was my birthday last week. I'm very, very young. As you can tell from my voice, and if you've heard me on this show, I've been on this show for about 15 years, I guess, and then politics in Louisiana for about 28 years. That gives you a little taste of how old I am. Turned 77 years old here just this last week. We talked about it in last week's show. A disturbing article in this month's Atlantic Magazine by a prominent physician at the University of Pennsylvania, a guy named Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel. He's a bioethicist and oncologist and vice provost of the university, author of 10 books. And the premise of his article is that no one in this day and age should aspire to live longer than 75 years old. Now, I would be skeptical of such an assertion no matter what my current age. And look, I read the obituary section of several newspapers each day, and I make a note of a number of successful people who've lived a much longer lifespan. But the Atlantic article by this guy, Dr. Emanuel, says that, by the time you reach 75, you're no longer creative anymore. You're just hanging on. He says that aging robs us of our creativity and ability to contribute to work, society, and the world. We are no longer remembered as vibrant and engaged, but as feeble, ineffectual, even pathetic. And he concludes by assuming that those who continue to be productive long after 75 are what he calls outliers, you and me who are older, and we're far from the norm. Well, I couldn't disagree more. First of all, how do you define productivity? He says you're not going to be productive in your later years. I mean, why do you, maybe I don't, you don't go invent something, you don't create some kind of spreadsheet or something like that. But you can be productive in your retirement years. It allows seniors to absorb the world around them in any way they choose. It means hanging out with the grandkids more, reading more, reintroducing yourself to old friends who go back 50 years and beyond. Maybe taking a music lesson, trying to be a good cook. All those things I think are productive. And so I remember Lucille Ball, remember a quote from her once, the great actress who's no longer with us. She said, the secret of staying young is to live honestly, eat slowly, and lie about your age. And then I remember Mark Twain, I've used his quote a lot over the years, who told his readers that wrinkles should merely indicate where smiles have been. Right? And that makes good sense. I'd like to think that I still have a long life ahead as I watch what I eat, work out a lot. My old college roommate is quick to remind me, though, that the big advantage of exercising and diet is that I will die a lot healthier. So reaching a milestone of three-quarters of a year is not all that bad, and many of us find ways to be quite productive going to 80s, 90s, and even older. And so, 77 to me is really just a number, isn't it? Like a bunch of other numbers in your life, dates, addresses, sums, phone numbers, passwords. And then the mix of it all is your age. But I hope it's more than that. I wrote a few years back that my life had been, by any measure, full and hard living, had ups and downs with too numerous to mention, quite frankly. So if there's a yin and a yang, the before and the after, what has happened and what is yet to be, then maybe being 77 is a special waypost for me. Maybe not for everybody, but for me. In fact, I still believe that I could be at the top of my game and ready for the long and relaxing ride back down. So I just put that in perspective for you, whatever your age is, because I disagree with the assertion by the Atlantic Magazine and Professor Emanuel. Seems like a very bright guy. Maybe his life is such that his health is not up to par, and maybe he's got us just losing his memory, and he may have some personal problems that some people do. But there's a lot of us that live vigorously and actively and progressively. And at this stage in my life, I concentrate on things maybe I should have emphasized more at a younger age. If I wasn't as active and supportive with my grandkids, rather my kids, then I'm more so with my grandkids. You know, I write my grandkids long letters once or twice a month, FaceTime them. I love FaceTime. I'm not real big into the whole world of computers, but FaceTime particularly is great. I've got grandkids on the East Coast and the West Coast, and be able to look them over and see their special projects, see the drawings that they put together. All is so much fun, and then all the more to talk about when we do get together. There are ways you fill a lot of time. I wish I had more time in the day, quite frankly. I try to do a lot of personal things that so many of us do, but then at the end of the day, gosh, I'd like to go see a movie or something like that. I don't have any time. I'm just too busy. And that's true for many, many seniors who lay out all the things they wish they would have done at a younger age, now have time to do so. Hopefully your health problems don't get in the way, and you're not overpowered by the fact that you're not up to par in carrying on what you used to do. But a lot of us are going to slow down. You can still work all that out. So to the Atlantic Magazine and Dr. Emanuel, maybe you want to shut it down at 75. I'm just getting my second wind. And like I say, as I told you before, I'm ready for the long, relaxing ride down. Wasn't it Dylan Thomas, the great Irish poet, who said, "Do not go gentle into the night, Rage, rage against the dying of the light. And he was right on that. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. My website's www.jimbrownusa.com. We've got a great show today. A number of guests to talk about a lot of things in the nation and the world. Again, that's www.jimbrownusa.com. Freshen up your coffee, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at TheHandyCity.com. That's TheHandyCity.com. I'll say it again, TheHandyCity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Sauce le bon ton relay. Let the good times roll. Yai!
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, do you think we'll ever stop fighting the Civil War? This war, it seems like it's raged on, going on, 175 years. The controversy has never been as great in some parts of the country as it is right now. I gave a speech to a group down in New Orleans this past week on Thursday evening, spoke to a large contingent down there. And New Orleans is aflame with controversy over monuments to the Civil War. After the war, there were monuments put up to Robert E. Lee, the general of the Confederate Army. By all accounts, probably the best soldier there was. Lincoln offered him the job to head up the Union Army, so he had to be a pretty good general. Then there's a statue to Jefferson Davis, who was president of the Confederacy. Davis spent a great deal of time in Louisiana, died in Louisiana, was buried in Louisiana initially. So it has a lot of ties down there is the point I'm making. And then you had General Beauregard. There's a large statue of General P.T. Beauregard. If you don't know that name, he's not quite as famous in Civil War lore around the country. But he was the general all over the garrison when the first shot was fired at Fort Sumter. That supposedly kicked off the war where President Lincoln came in, and that's really started the Civil War when Lincoln sent a massive number of troops down to South Carolina. So in any event, this fight over the monuments has really torn the city apart, it looks like, and it's become a racial issue again. In the dead of night, I think Jefferson Davis now has come down and Robert E. Lee has come down. And the police officers were there, and the people that took the monuments down all wore masks to cover their face because of all the tension. And there's a lot of tension on both sides. Large crowds gathered in the middle of the night to watch the monuments come down. There's no plan as to what to do with those monuments. You know, and something I had suggested about that, wherever you happen to live in the country, we have a lot of national museums. Finest World War II museum that exists anywhere is down in New Orleans, by the way, if you've never been there. It's a wonderful museum, takes up about four city blocks, and really portrays with movies. Tom Hanks has gotten very much into the Civil War Museum, as has Tom Brokaw, formerly of NBC News. And these guys have helped tremendously. They've raised hundreds of millions of dollars. It's just an unbelievable portrayal of what happened after World War II. If you've never been there, don't you consider going to New Orleans without going to the World War II Museum. Tom Hanks has a marvelous motion picture, and it's in 4D, not 3D. We all know what 3D is like, but in the Tom Hanks presentation, it's 4D. So what that means is when the planes come over, your seat starts rattling like you're shaking because the plane's coming over. When the Germans invade Russia and it snows, you see the snow on the screen, you get these fake snowflakes that come down from the sky. It's very interactive and really a treat to see. And they have a new motion picture about the Pacific, brand new. They have a Victory Theater, the Solomon Victory Theater. My father-in-law was instrumental in seeing that theater was built. He was in the movie business for years and years before his passing. So in any event, we ought to have a national Civil War museum. There's more books written about the Civil War than any other war. Just tremendous number of thousands and thousands of books about the Civil War. Wouldn't it be wonderful somewhere in the country to have a national Civil War museum? And why I'm bringing this up is because of the monuments, these marvelous monuments, bronze statues of Jefferson Davis on a horse and Robert E. Lee standing there. They could all be in the Civil War Museum, as could monuments to General Grant, who was probably the most effective general. You know, some people complained to Lincoln about General Grant, who heads up all the Union forces. And he said, you know, the guy drinks a whole lot. And he says, well, the way he's winning these battles, send him an extra couple of cases of his best whiskey because he must be doing something right. Grant won. I would argue that the final battle that made such a difference was the Battle of Vicksburg on the Mississippi River. And I know it well because it's right in the area where I lived. And I've got some great stories we had time to tell you about the final battles of Grant as he tried to control the Mississippi River and made definitive significant wins in the Civil War that led to the Union victory. So I think it'd be marvelous if you're going to take these monuments down to let them be in a National Civil War Museum. You'd have video, you'd have audio, oral histories of those who remember. We don't have, I don't think we've got, we have anybody left who's, I think there's a widow or two left of Civil War survivors, but the photographs and the marvelous paintings. You know, there's just a wonderful collection of oil paintings about the Civil War. All those could be in this great museum that would give both sides of the story, North and South, Union and Confederate, lay out all the personalities, and let that be the focus for the Civil War. Which raises an interesting question. Could Lincoln have done more to stop the fighting? Donald Trump weighed into this last week. Our president said that if Andrew Jackson had been president, there would not have been a Civil War because he would have gotten in and formed some kind of a compromise. And that's one of the knocks on Lincoln, because, you know, these weren't foreigners that Lincoln was taking on. Like I say, Robert E. Lee was, you know, he offered the head military job to Robert E. Lee. Jefferson Davis was a U.S. senator, and they were all very, they knew each other well, is my point. It seems like, what would have happened, what would have been the reaction today if George Bush or Barack Obama or now Donald Trump stood by and let some 6 million Americans kill one another in battle? That's the number of deaths based on today's comparative population. But there'd be open revolt and an immediate cry for new leadership. Did Lincoln fail the test then? Or did he take the action? Did he take action? Lincoln suspended parts of the Constitution, you remember, including habeas corpus, arrested numerous political opponents, and shut down several hundred newspapers. So you can make the argument that, here's an interesting comment. No other country, and in many countries had slaves, France, England, so many South American countries. None of those countries went to war over it. They were able to reach some kind of a compromise. Professor David Goldfried has written a book called America Aflame, How the Civil War Created a Nation. And he's been a past guest in this radio show. He computed the total monetary cost of the war, about $6.7 billion in 1860s currency, $6.7 billion. He says that if the government had purchased the freedom of 4 million slaves and granted a 40-acre farm to each slave family, the total cost would have been $3.1 billion, more than half the cost of the Civil War. You just would have bought all the slaves and reimbursed those who had slaves, given all the slaves a little money and 40 acres, and freedom that way. And not a single life would have been lost, not the hundreds of thousands that are lost now. So, you know, we're still reeling 160 years from this tragedy. But I'd make the point that President Trump was right on asking why the war was necessary in the first place. That was a comment he made last week. Hey, Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show. I write about this in a column this week. You can read more about, I call it Monuments, the President, and the Civil War. You can read that column by going to www.jimbrownusa.com. That's jimbrownusa.com. Hey, our first guest is up. Freshen up your coffee, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Join the club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think, iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. Cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
We live in a world of computers, and now we've seen a massive attack, a global-wide ransomware cyber attack, apparently unprecedented in scale. It has technicians scrambling to restore computer networks all over the world. FedEx has been affected by it. Hospitals have been affected by it. Brazil's whole oil industry is in chaos. A lot of problems because of these hackers that apparently were able to steal software from the National Security Agency, our own agency. I don't fully understand it, but it's confusing and apparently quite serious. So I want to talk a little bit about it here with you right now. Our friend Sean Tuma joins me. He's a cybersecurity expert. He's an attorney who specializes in computer data, and he's been following this story great. By the way, Sean's website's on my website. His website is solidcounsel.com. Hey, Sean, welcome to our program today.
Hey, Jim. Thank you for having me.
Well, can you give us some idea of what all this talk is about? If we don't understand it, it sounds quite serious. Most of us have a laptop and email our kids and grandkids and maybe shop a little online. We have no idea what global ransomware and what cyber attacks are. Give us a little background as to what the dangers are and just exactly what happened, if you will.
Sure, Jim. You know, one of the problems we have with cybersecurity is it's a lot more fun to talk about the exotic, sexy sounding James Bond type stuff. But in the real world, it's usually pretty simple and pretty practical. And that's what we're dealing with here. What ransomware is, in its simplest form, is it's a malware, it's a virus that gets onto your computer and it encrypts it so that you no longer have access to the information on it or the ability to use it. And then the bad guys force you to pay a ransom, in this case between $300 and $600. And in exchange for that ransom, they give you the key, which is basically a code to decrypt it that you type in, and then it supposedly will decrypt your machine. And so you give them $300 to $600, and you have to pay them in Bitcoin, which is a digital currency, and you get your machine back. And so this is honestly one of the most common threats I deal with for both businesses and individuals alike, because ransomware in general is so prevalent right now, and it can impact anything from your mobile device to your laptop or desktop computer at home to hospital networks and corporate networks. And what the real problem with this one is it not only it took advantage of a vulnerability in the Microsoft Windows operating system of older computers, and it used that vulnerability to access the computers and spread this malware, this ransomware, and it used it it created a worm, which then made it spread automatically. So whenever it would hit your computer, let's say, before it encrypted your computer, it would look for other computers that you've been connected with and spread to those, and then it would encrypt yours. So it spread like crazy because of that worm feature. But to get to the simple part, the way this stuff is spread is one of two ways generally. One, it's people clicking on links and emails or on websites that they shouldn't, or downloading attachments that they shouldn't. Or it uses a vulnerability that there's a patch for that's already been released back in March, but most people didn't install the patch. So when you get those security updates and you don't install them, this is the kind of stuff that happens.
Well, how do you know? So, in other words, if you get an unknown attachment, and I get a lot of them. I get a lot of them that just say, you know, your mail wasn't delivered. Download this to get more information about your package that we tried to deliver. And it's, you know, it even looks like it's got the FedEx or UPS head on it or something like that. If there's an attachment like that, then I just don't open it. If it's really for real, they'll follow up with me and give me some reason to think it's correct. But so you're saying that you don't download anything along that line. You got to download any kind of an attachment or go to some link or something like that unless you're intimately familiar with it. Is that correct?
That's right, Jim. And whenever it's a link, you can hover your mouse over the link, and it'll show you what the address is that's really behind it. And many times, you know, like you use the example FedEx, this is a common way to spread ransomware through what we call phishing emails. It's where it's like the old Nigerian prince, where they pretend to be someone they're not. And they'll say, you have a package from FedEx. Click here to have it delivered. And then you hover your mouse over that link, and it shows something that's not exactly FedEx behind it. So that's a great way to see that. But the other thing is, if you're not expecting a package from FedEx, you shouldn't have ever even thought about clicking on the link, because they're probably trying to fool you. And then, like you said, with the attachments, you know, it's dangerous to download any attachments these days, because even someone you are familiar with could have had their machine infected, and it's now unknowingly being used to send stuff to you. So like you said, if someone's not actively in communications with you, sending you an attachment, pick up the phone and call them and say, hey, what is this and why are you sending it to me? Because it's so dangerous to do either of those things these days.
Good guys. Now, in the story in the New York Times, they said hackers exploited malicious software stolen from the National Security Agency, the NSA. That's where it was stolen from. This is the agency that's supposed to protect us from this kind of thing. And the hackers stole from the agency supposed to protecting us the software that is infecting us. Do I read that correctly?
It's pretty close, Jim, and the New York Times is pretty close in how they describe it, but it's a little bit different. The way the NSA, look, we have to start, and you know this and I know this, cyber is now the new tool of warfare, revolution, politics, and espionage. So we as a nation have to have dominance in that realm. And what our intelligence agencies do as part of their tradecraft is they go out and search for vulnerabilities in systems such as Windows. And they discovered this vulnerability sometime back, like probably a year or more ago. And they kept it secret because they could then use this vulnerability to go after people who they were targeting to get into their devices. So it wasn't a software that was stolen. It was a technique for using a vulnerability that they knew about but didn't disclose to Microsoft, because if Microsoft would have patched it, then they would no longer have been able to use this to get into adversaries' computers. And this is common by the NSA. And it's a big debate over whether they should disclose these things and allow them to be patched or keep them secret for their own purposes. But the real problem comes in, as you said, when they have this stuff and they can't even protect their secrets, and it gets out and hurts all of us.
Sean, can I stop you right there? I got a couple more questions. You can hang on. We've got to take a mandatory break. Talking with Sean Tuma. He's a cybersecurity expert. His website is www.solidcounsel.com. Fascinating subject about how you can steal so much off your computer, cause you to actually be held to ransom. And it's like the whole West. They put the gun to you, say, pay us money if you want to be let loose. They don't let your computer use. My website is www.jimbrownusa.com. We'll be right back to talk some more.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, cyber attacking to where they break into your computer, both for individuals like you and me, as well as countries, is becoming a huge danger to so many people. We're talking about today, there's been recent cyber attacks from Russia, Ukraine, India, Taiwan, Britain, the United States, and some of it was caused by leaks from the National Security Agency. It's a real big mess out there. Sean Toom is joining me. He's a cybersecurity expert. He lives over in Dallas, specializes in computer data, and he's giving us some insight in this whole area of cybersecurity and what we can do to protect ourselves. His website is solidcounsel.com. That's solidcounsel, C-O-U-N-S-E-L.com. Sean, before the break, I wanted to ask you about this. Los Angeles Times has a story saying that Apple said that was one of the reasons they wouldn't cooperate in opening up a telephone last year because of this very thing happening. I guess that's a problem for private businesses. You want to cooperate and get the bad guys, but in cooperating, you can open up a whole problem area of infection into products you sell. Is that how I read that story?
Yeah, Jim, it is. It's a huge tension in our country right now in the discussion between what do we value more, security or privacy. And, whenever the government, the FBI in particular, wanted to open up the iPhone of the San Bernardino shooter, they waited for that particular case. They had several other cases where they needed Apple to open a device, but they waited for that one and used that one to make the national push, because who among us wouldn't be against terrorism, right? And it was the sales pitch, basically, to the public. And Apple responded and said, no, our devices are built secure and we're not giving anyone the back door to them, because if they, number one, for privacy reasons, but number two, for a security standpoint, if it gets away from you, then everybody can get it. And now that's exactly what we've seen here, is the NSA has techniques to essentially break into computers And if they can't protect their own techniques from getting out, then it's a danger to everybody. And that's a problem.
Well, I guess so. And particularly, you would think that the security surrounding these kinds of things with the NSA would be just ironclad. But in this day and age, with these computer hackers and these brilliant geeks who do nothing but stay on that computer, I guess anything is possible. And so now, Sean asked me this. You said that individuals could be saying they would, in effect, be demanding ransom, these cyber attackers, anywhere from $300 to $600. How do you know to pay the fee? Well, what comes up on your computer to say, look, if you want this to open back up and clear all this out, you got to pay us $300? How are you notified about that ransom request or demand?
Your computer shuts down in all regards except for a image on the screen that pops up like one of those nasty pop-ups that we used to see a whole lot. And it says, right, your computer is infected with the WannaCrypt or WannaCry virus, and go to this site to pay the ransom within a certain amount of time. And in some cases, it escalates over time from $300 to $600. And if you don't pay it after a certain period of time, then they'll permanently disable your computer and you lose all of your information. So the part of the trick is that you have to pay it in Bitcoin. Now, how many among us know how to go find Bitcoin?
How many among my listeners even know what a Bitcoin is? So you better give us a little education. Tell us about Bitcoins. What are Bitcoins, and how would you obtain a Bitcoin if you want to pay?
Bitcoin is a digital currency. So the easiest way to pay to get Bitcoin is you go to a Bitcoin ATM. And there aren't a whole lot of them, but you can find them. And you put in your credit card and exchange your payment for a digital currency that's basically a series of numbers and algorithms that you then use and put that code in on the computer, on your computer, and it gives it a credit of Bitcoin. So it's a completely virtual currency. There's no money behind it. It's not regulated by the FDIC or anyone else. And it's untraceable, and that's why they demand Bitcoin, because it can't be traced. And so
the person demanding ransom then turn that to Bitcoin? Once they get the Bitcoin, how do they turn that into usable currency?
They have an account hidden in what we call the dark net, where all the bad stuff happens, the place that you and I don't generally go on the Internet. And they get a credit to their account, and then they use it as a virtual currency for buying and selling and bartering and whatnot. But Bitcoin doesn't trace it back to an identifiable person. And so that's how it works. But, Jim, there's something really important I need to point out here.
All right.
The key to ransomware is to have backups of your data. Because if you have a reliable backup of your computers and you get something like this, you can basically reformat your computer, start from the beginning and restore your data, and you're in much better shape.
Well, if you say you're an Apple user, then is the cloud serve as your backup?
In many cases, you can have cloud backups, but the key is the criminals know that the way to defeat their scheme is through backups. So they will go in and look for your backups before executing the encryption. So your backups need to be separate, apart from your main computer or your network. So if you're using the cloud, it needs to not be logged in so that they can't get in. In other words, so that you have to type in your username and password to open up that cloud backup account to keep them out of it.
My gosh, you think, Sean, let's just go back to writing letters to one another, right?
That's right. I mean, Fred, Fred Flintstone had it right. You know, a tablet and a chisel.
That's right, and he didn't have nobody infected his stuff, you know. The post office would be sound again. They wouldn't be losing billions of dollars every year, and life would be much so much easier than than making all this work. Well, you've laid out some really interesting stuff to us, and something that, like I say, if you're just an occasional user of the Internet for grandkids, you're an older grandparent, it affects you. It certainly affects businesses like mine and Sean, yours, and many of our listeners out there, to where they can basically be shut down and lose all of their data if there's not proper backup, and if they don't take advantage of just some good common sense in dealing with that. You made the point. Just don't open up anything that has an attachment you're not aware of, you don't know what, you don't feel very, very confident, or the link either. And I probably get 15 a day that are just the link. And the other thing, Sean, I think you'll agree with me on this, you might elaborate on this, there'll be a name that I know. It'll be, Sarah Jones, and I know Sarah Jones, and it'll just say, "Hi, Jim," and then there'll just be a link, and it'll be Sarah Jones. And I know the name Sarah Jones, but someone has taken her name and spread this out. If she doesn't give me a lengthy message, then I'm not going to open it. But it makes it very personal, does it, when they do that kind of thing?
That's right, Jim. It's a very common tactic that we call phishing. It's using deception to get people to click on links or open attachments. And what they'll do, in that case, it's usually someone else who's gotten access to Sarah Jones's contacts and then sends it out from her account, and she doesn't even know it's being sent out. And it's all to make you think it's Sarah sending you a message. But the other thing, we see this on Facebook. We see it on other electronic online platforms where they'll make it look like someone you know, and it's really not, because they want you to click on that link.
Well, you got to keep your guard up. And, Sean, you give us some great advice. Any of you that really want to get into your business security, you can contact Sean at solidcounsel.com, S-O-L-I-D, counsel, C-O-U-N-S-E-L.com. Sean, thanks for being with us. Happy Mother's Day to you, and hope you have a nice weekend. I sure appreciate you joining us this morning.
You too. Thank you, Jim, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers listening.
Take care. Thanks. We'll have you back again in the future. Interesting guy talking about a very serious problem. So, going to take a break from the top of the news. Come on back with another hour of the Common Sense Show.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals? Can I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it, don't know how, don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Lifetime Grays 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.